Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Enteen. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 3rd of April, ending Sunday, the 9th of April, which happens to be Easter Sunday. Okay? Right off the bat, as they used to say, Mercury enters Taurus on Monday at 12:22 p.m. Now, this is a fixed earth sign, and Mercury is the ruler of a mutable air sign. So it has some challenges being in Taurus. Of course, it still functions, and it functions really well at things that require persistence and pondering. Like, this is a great position for an accountant, for instance. Somebody who's thinking a lot about things like finance, but also perhaps food and other areas like nature and gardens and things like that, and homes, real estate agents. But in general, we find a kind of a slower, not a retrograde, but a slower Mercury when it enters this fixed earth sign. So, for instance, it may be that you will experience trying to deliver your very important communications to somebody who is digesting them. Literally, that's what they're trying to do. It's not a quick response or a quick understanding, so it takes a while. And even when you're on the road, the Mercury energy in Taurus is going to be the period of time where you may find yourself behind a lot of the slower moving vehicles. Let's put it that way. Anyway, it is, again, a conversation that will be focused a lot on these Taurus ideas. And we're coming right up to the full moon on Wednesday, which is going to have this Mercury in the chart in Taurus, conjunct the North Node, as a kind of a voice for conservative action, let's just say, in terms of things that have to do with another Taurus area, which isn't mentioned frequently, but it's survival and self-worth. The whole idea of having possessions and finances in our modern world, I think it's easy to see that that has a strong survival quality. Whereas, you know, before money became the focus in the older agricultural societies, it would have been, you know, survival at the very basic level of what is nature producing around me that I can sustain life, right? So there may be a lot of also focus and conversation about those areas with Mercury in Taurus. Now, another thing we're going to discover is that Mercury will retrograde this month. It will start to slow down around the middle of the month. By the 17th of the month, it isn't at its normal speed. It will retrograde on the 21st, I believe. And so this is a year where Mercury retrogrades in the Earth signs. We just had our last one in Capricorn, right? So yes, we can expect another one in Virgo time. And so what we are going to be experiencing is the need to take advantage of the weeks before the slowdown, okay? And this is one of them. It is also a waxing lunar cycle to a full moon cycle. So whatever you can do to put things forward that would be new, as we know, you can work on things that have begun already once Mercury is retrograde. But if you want to start something, promote something new, this is a great time to understand that it's better for you to be doing it. Waxing moon, full moon, and a direct Mercury is a good idea. Okay. So as we come in on Monday, however, Mercury, first aspect, which it probably will be again, is the square to Pluto in Aquarius at 2:55 p.m. And I mean again in the far future, not necessarily. It wouldn't be this year. It would be next year, possibly. Because as we know, Mercury is going to move on. Pluto is going to stay at that zero Aquarius till it retrogrades and goes back into Capricorn. So, Moon, however, is trine Uranus and Taurus until 4:28 p.m. So what the Mercury is doing in Taurus, squaring Pluto at zero Aquarius, while the Moon is trying to initiate and implement some new things that are supportive for health or work, you know, or even something with pets that's, you know, something that will be happening that's a new way to feed them or something else. The Mercury energy is saying, could you please slow down? And I'm not ready for any kind of radical transformations, which is something you could say Pluto in Aquarius may show. Now, you know, I've posted a whole talk about, it's a podcast on my blog page, about Pluto in Aquarius. So this is one of the things, one of the many things that this energy combination of Pluto in Aquarius could be showing. Also, it is, you know, some resistance to the individualization of human people being in power and having more equality. But it can also be just, you know, very different values in conversations with others. So, but once that's over, things will go easier for the hour and a half or so that the Moon trines Uranus in Taurus. You still have that coming in for the day, but it's easier once this Mercury square Pluto is out of the way. A lovely evening in some ways can be had while the Moon in Virgo is trine Venus in Taurus until 2:04 a.m. Eastern Time is all of these Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday morning. Now, it can be a more practical, lovely time. I mean, there can be good conversations and organization about all those Taurus things. It might be a nice, healthy meal to have. But, you know, there's a flow between these signs that is supportive and like each other in the sense that Virgo wants to order things in their proper way. And Taurus likes those kinds of set rules and structures and can feel, you know, happy with that kind of energy going on. Tuesday morning, however, the Moon in Virgo will do that monthly opposition to Neptune in Pisces at 9:50 a.m. Something about the morning is foggy. It's either literal or, you know, just not wanting to get up or, you know, forgetting to set the alarm, kind of things like that. But that time period until the end of the opposition, fortunately, it's not very long in the day, isn't a good time to try to get things done or make sense out of anything. So just let that go. And that is what is going to take us into the void of course phase for the Moon in Virgo. So it will take a little while to get over that sort of hazy, foggy feeling. The Moon will enter a Libra at 5:51 p.m. And this is the waxing Moon that's just this in the sign now of the full Moon. This will have a trine to Pluto in Aquarius at 6:13 p.m. So that's an hour where conversations and dialogues and information about some powerful movements or changes in collective energies, it can be positive and addressed in a positive way. So one of the things that we are going through during this cycle is finding out, you know, what the lunar energies will be like when Pluto is in Aquarius, because the Libra energy with Pluto and Capricorn always had a challenge. But when Pluto goes into Aquarius, it's interesting that it will always be a positive energy between a sign that's not just about relationships, but which is about legal issues. Legal in the sense of what we make as laws, and also even our own contracts and agreements with others. So having a good relationship to transformation and future goals and things like that means that dialogues about that can go well. However, this particular month, the Moon in Libra has to square Mars in Cancer next, and that's until 4:12 a.m. on Wednesday. So you had, kind of a brief period there of positivity from, you know, it's not very long. I mean, 5:51 p.m. to 6:13 p.m. And then we go into something is coming. I know that somebody's feeling a bit edgy and angry about a legal matter here. Well, is this the day? We know that something really big is happening on Tuesday the 4th. I think that's the day that someone is going to be brought before a court. Is that the day? Well, anyway, if it is the day that an ex-president of the United States is having to answer the indictment charge, I believe there was something about turning himself in. We can see that as the evening wears on, there's more and more unhappiness on certain levels, and arguments can ensue. All right? You have to not dialogue about this if you aren't in agreement with the Mars in Cancer energy. All right? There may also be other aspects to this, naturally. Not everybody's experiencing what's happening out in the outer political world. And this has to do with agreements about home and family and security. And maybe, you know, people aren't feeling in the same way about what would make them feel secure. So that's time to be aware and take a look at. But not necessarily, again, dialogue about it. After this, the next aspect I'm mentioning is the opposition to Chiron and Aries for the Moon in Libra. I mention it because the full moon comes very shortly after that. So the Sun is conjunct Chiron, and the Moon has made the exact opposition to Chiron at 12:07 a.m. on Thursday, and the Sun, it will make the opposition to the Sun in Aries at 12:34 a.m., which is the full moon Thursday morning, and that's Eastern time, 9:34 p.m. Pacific time. And so I've mentioned this in the actual podcast I did about this full moon, because it is an enormously Aries heavy moment for the Moon in Libra to oppose. So there's an awful lot to say about it, and the fact that Chiron is involved means that there are lessons. And in fact, on Wednesday the Sun joins Chiron. That's when it joins Chiron at 6:18 p.m. on Wednesday. And then the moon comes in later at 12:07 a.m. Thursday. So, Libra moon opposing Aries. is the idea of peace and harmony and balance and cooperation, dealing with individualistic energy, let's put it that way, which can be aggressive, argumentative, and want to be leading and be in the position of what's so, what's being said and what's happening. So it isn't congenial, it isn't cooperating, and so we have this energy coming in on Wednesday, culminating in a big way on Thursday morning in the Eastern time zone and evening in the Pacific time. So, you know, we are learning a lot from Chiron about our wounds in the sign of Aries. It's important now because, oddly enough, Aries is going to be our north node direction, evolutionary direction, when the node shifts signs. And Libra is going to be the south node, which is what we've done too much, what we need to investigate, what isn't okay necessarily about that sign, which sometimes is the inability to make a decision and stick to it. There's a Bach flower remedy for that. But, you know, this is also, you know, the idea of sometimes you've got to take the lead and you've got to be more aggressive in it, not necessarily warlike aggression, but not be as conciliatory and knowing when to stand up for your individual self is one of the lessons that Chiron is and has been trying to transmit to us. Of course, being wounded, doing that, is a very common thing for many of us who didn't come up during this time of child rearing where the parents are currently, that I know of anyway, let's just say, on Facebook, some of my younger friends have shown me that, you know, there's a lot of, like, let's discuss this with the child. You know, let's explore the thoughts and feelings, and let's, you know, that was definitely not going on for a lot of years, for a lot of people who are much older. So the wounding of individuality, and it's still a wound for everybody, because if a child can do anything it wants in any situation it wants, it's not going to look pretty, and it's going to get a pushback from somewhere, you know, if not from the parents, from someone else. So we've all had that moment at least once where, you know, it wasn't okay being you and expressing yourself the way you wanted to. So there are wounds in that, yes. And we may have all been wounded by aggressive authority or, you know, that type of energy of argument. So this is an important focus at this time. Even though the moon is in Libra, where we're looking for a fruition of peace, you know, of equality, of justice, of truth, of relationship, concord. Accord, those words. But the Aries energy is having none of it at this moment in time. And in fact, from the full moon, it goes on, the Libra moon, to oppose Jupiter in Aries at 8:43 a.m. Jupiter is very close still to the sun. But that's it for the Libra moon's transit, right? It hasn't been such a fun time, no. Better luck next month. That's all we can say to the Libra moon. I mean, things will be changing quite a bit over the next month, so it might be an easier ride. The void, of course, is what we have after 8:43 a.m. on Thursday. So we can spend a lot of time getting the scales back in balance and, you know, just getting over it, whatever it was. The moon will not enter Scorpio until Friday morning at 2:29 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. This is a holiday that is called Good Friday in the world of Christian worship. And so this is the beginning of the, quote, Easter weekend, unquote, right? So people will start showing up for family, maybe if they're from out of town, etc. But a good time to be traveling would be probably Thursday, I'd say. If you could do that void of course, travel could be easier timing. But because I say this, the moon in Scorpio also has a first time aspect to the square aspect of Pluto in Aquarius. 2:54 a.m. is when that comes in. Then we have a nice brief moment here until 8:44 a.m. So you could leave early. If you catch that, you'll be better off. The trine to Saturn in Pisces. Well, here you are, Scorpio moon. Used to be a problem with Saturn, and it was easy with Pluto in Capricorn, and Saturn was a problem in Aquarius. But now, it's an easy time with Saturn. So, Moon in Scorpio, trine Saturn in Pisces, 8:44 a.m. Get your stuff together, get your feelings and senses out to see what the best way to structure is. You'll get a good message. You'll get wise counsel. But Moon in Scorpio will oppose Mercury in Taurus until 1:53 p.m. And that's difficult. We're not in agreement, sorry. You want to do this, but I want to do that. And the moon in Scorpio has an instinctive need to be in control. So it's going to be a frustration until 1:53 p.m. Then we get an ease up for a while until 2:42 p.m. when the moon trines Mars in Cancer. And we can sort of make some... Well, that's a good time if you still need to do shopping for food. That would be a good time frame to get it done. Also, that's when we have actually got a lovely aspect coming in, unfortunately, right after the opposition to Mercury. Venus in Taurus is sextile Neptune in Pisces at 1:58 p.m. That's active for just a short while during the moon coming towards Mars in a trine. So there is much better energy for, feeling energy going on then. And even Mercury is heading towards a sextile to Mars in Cancer at 2:29 a.m. on Saturday. So this is pretty okay, except there's a big surprise coming with the moon in Scorpio opposing Uranus and Taurus at 9:56 a.m. on Saturday. So I would not embark, if you can help it, before that aspect. There may be a lot of changes that have to be made. And again, this is a difficult time for people with different points of view about finance, about security, about home, about a lot of everything. So edgy. Saturday morning, so that's about 10 a.m. Eastern, if you look at 9:56 a.m. However, once we get past that, we've got a nice sweep of time from, let's say, 10, a little after 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, all the way to 1:50 a.m. on Sunday as the moon trines Neptune in Pisces. And this is, as I tell you each time it does this, a highly psychic and can be extremely spiritual as well if you're using it in that way time. And so you can also feel a flow of empathy and compassion going on, and even for other people's feelings and other people's ways of handling their resources. So that's going to be one of your better moments on the weekend. Moon will go opposition Venus in Taurus at 5:09 a.m. on Sunday morning and be void of course. And so again, that's another financial and relationship energy discord. Until 8:57 a.m. when the moon enters Sagittarius, getting a very brief sextile, moon in Sag, to Pluto in Aquarius at 9:23 a.m. You had a great idea, you know. Let's do this. This could be different. Let's investigate that. All right, so you gave that a shot. But there can be some disappointment, frustration, obstacle, delays, confusion as the moon squares Saturn in Pisces until 3:21 p.m. on Easter Sunday. Well, that could be cold weather, wet weather. You know, things looked like they were going to be easy to do outdoors or something, and suddenly they aren't, stuff like that. But it's also about beliefs. So this is not a day to discuss beliefs unless you're in the same ballpark with that person. Okay. Now, however, we have the harmony of the lights that comes in as the moon in Sagittarius trines the sun in Aries. Well, that feels a lot better. Now we are active, we are having humor, we're having adventures, we're feeling good within, and that's reflecting in good relationship energies without. And so that's the end of the week. Ba-boom. There you have it. The following week, we are going to have one shift for a planet, and that will be Venus moving into Gemini. So we will talk about that next time. And, of course, the rest of the planetary energy. And that will be the week, the 10th to the 16th, that you've got to figure you're going into slow Mercury territory after that, okay? So keep that in mind and in your scheduling. And best wishes for your full moon, and I will say goodbye for now.